You are listening to Sherpa Shorts, a special presentation of the Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast with Steve Anderson and Matthew McCabe.
And we're back with another episode of Sherpa Shorts. Hey, everybody, this is Steve Anderson.
And I'm Matthew McCabe, and we are the Youth Ministry Sherpas, and we're trying to help youth workers to keep going.
We are making a 26-day journey through the alphabet one day at a time, one word at a time, each word corresponding to the next letter of the alphabet, and we riff for a few minutes about youth ministry.
It's a surprise to one of us, and today it'll be a surprise to me.
Correct.
Because, Steve, it's your turn.
It is my turn. I really like this word. It's a cool word.
Okay. You tend to find, like, these crazy words from the depths of nowhere that aren't used in normal conversation.
What's great is when I find them, but then I mispronounce them.
Yes, like Halcyon, right?
Halcyon.
Halcyon.
Halcyon. We kept saying Halcyon, and it was actually Halcyon.
Either way.
I'm trying to look really smart, and then I come off looking really stupid.
Well, here we go. I hope you've Googled how to say this next word.
It's pretty much the story of my life. You know, if you're in youth ministry, get used to it.
Yeah, trying to look awesome, and then it turns out you look stupid.
That's pretty much the way it goes.
Yep. Welcome to youth ministry, people.
That's job description 101 right there.
Absolutely. Well, Steve, without any further ado, what is your word for?
The letter N.
My word for the letter N. And I'm going to say it right because I just double-checked it on Google.
All right, here we go.
It's nascent.
Nascent?
Nascent.
All right, you're going to have to give me some. I have no idea. I have no clue. I have no clue. I'm a youth pastor. I'm not an English major. I don't know what nascent means.
It's spelled N-A-S-C-E-N-T.
Okay.
And this is what it means. It means just coming into existence and beginning to display signs of future potential.
Oh.
Isn't that a good word?
It's a great word. I am going to put that into normal conversation starting now.
I've heard it used in like astronomy, like a star is born. A star is born.
Yes.
Like Lady Gaga.
So it's now,
where it's just coming into existence. It's nascent. It's in its primordial state.
Oh.
And then it blossoms and blooms into this beautiful.
Becomes a star.
Yeah, this beautiful thing. We were all nascent at one point in the womb.
Yes, we were.
And then we came into existence in a beautiful fashion as... Anyway. We were all nascent at one point.
We were.
Yes. So here's how I want to kind of phrase today's
question.
How do
we frame this?
You talk about something coming into existence and reaching its potential. I would love to hear a story from you about a student who you watch their journey with Jesus Christ. The light bulb comes on. They accept Christ, and they begin to live for Him, and you see this potential fulfilled in their life in a way that maybe you didn't expect, or just the way it happened was really cool, or something about this story that you just remember forever.
Yeah, there's a handful for sure. I mean, one that I can think of, and I can think of it because I'm going to be officiating her wedding in but a few short weeks. I remember a student rolled into our youth ministry as a freshman. I believe it was a freshman. She came because she had been involved in the Young Life group at her high school, and so it had some exposure to the gospel. Her Young Life leaders attended our church and said, "Well, hey, look, your next step, if you're interested in this Jesus character, is you need to meet me at church." And so they showed up at church and they showed up at youth group and was real hesitant at first, didn't know a lot of people. The school that they were at was not one of our major draw schools, so there wasn't a lot of connections, but they stuck it out and they got connected and then got involved, got beyond connected, then started to get involved, and then got connected with our, you know, our trips to Peru.
Okay.
And it was really through that, man, I could visibly watch God sort of just grabbing this young person who believed in God and believed in Jesus and said, "Yeah, I want to follow, but I don't even know what that even means." Mm. And so to then just be through that journey, to see them get involved not only in the student ministry, to start fleshing out what does it actually mean to live for Jesus. And again, through high school, that was a difficult thing for her because it was all so new. And so all of the things that she knew about being a high school student, were being challenged. And so there was this back and forth and back and forth. And she was not shy about it. I mean, one of the most refreshing things about her was just this. She was just as authentic and real. Like when she went out and did some things that she wasn't supposed to do because she wasn't sure whether she was supposed to or not, then in conversation she would be like, oh, so maybe that's not a good plan. Mm-hmm. And so just to watch that, you know, all happen, and then again to watch God really get a hold of her heart, you know, in Peru and put in a desire to serve. And then she went on to go to college to be a nurse. So she wanted to go into the nursing field. Very shortly into that, decided not only do I want to go in to be a nurse, but I want to do that so I can use that in missions and that in serving around the world. And then graduated from college and decided to get a job as a nurse so she could self-support herself to go on missions trips to serve and to give and to love. And so it's been quite an odyssey for this young lady, and it's been pretty fun to watch. And to I guess watch it from that nascent stage when she sort of just wandered into church and just had some general idea that I think I want to be a follower of Jesus, but not even knowing what that meant or what it looked like. And then to kind of be a part of the journey was pretty awesome. And she's a pretty stellar young lady for sure.
That's cool. Yeah. That's really cool.
You got any stories? I'm sure
you
do.
Yeah, I do. I'm thinking of kind of three different situations that are all equally beautiful, but they're very distinctive. One is this young woman who, she came from a Christian family, but was really shy and never got involved in middle school. It wasn't until, I think, sophomore, maybe even junior year of high school that she started to come to our youth ministry. She would show up sometimes on a Sunday morning for our Sunday school with her Bible in her hand, like a good little church girl, and not say a word to anyone.
Really?
And we tried to get her to come out for the youth ministry on Sunday night, and she would never come. But she finally got plugged in, like, I don't know, sophomore, junior year of high school, and was challenged to be a student leader, stepped into that role. After that, she came back a couple years later as our summer intern, has a passion for Latin America, for being a missionary, and was destined. I mean, she knew she was destined. She's like, I am going to Central America somewhere, and I'm going to serve the Lord. And she's now in her second year teaching kids in Honduras, and she's doing an awesome job there. She loves it. Honestly, she might listen to this at some point, and I think she's going to marry a good friend of ours who's from Honduras. And just to see her blossom
has
been awesome. I think a different distinctive situation would be, and I'm sure you've had kids like this, squirrely middle school kid. Mm. And you look at them and you're like, oh my goodness, what's ever going to become of this kid? They're
all over the place and I can't figure it out.
Yeah, and you see them just slowly grow from sixth grade, just can barely stay on topic for 10 seconds, squirrely, and then seventh grade, the light bulb starts to come on, at least it flickers a little bit. Eighth grade, you're like, hey, I think this kid's starting to get it. And then they get into high school, and I can think of several kids like this, and they do get it. And they serve as student leaders, they demonstrate true faith, they go on missions trips, and they go off to college, and they live for Christ, which is awesome to see from sixth grade on through. You know, through adulthood.
A squirrely middle school kid becomes an adult. It's
crazy. Yes, it is insane. But I'm also thinking of something really recent. We had just this past Sunday night the opportunity to baptize two girls who did not grow up in our church and only started coming to our youth ministry about a year ago.
Wow.
It's so cool. They were invited by a friend of theirs who comes to our youth ministry. Her family's part of the church. She invited them for a significant amount of time till they came. They finally said, okay, I'll go and I'll try it. And God just got a hold of their heart, and they kept coming. They liked it. They liked the community. They felt affirmed and accepted. They came back this fall. They couldn't go in our fall retreat for some reason, but we had our winter retreat in January. And these two girls came on that retreat, and lo and behold, thanks to the work of the Holy Spirit in their hearts, they accepted Christ at that retreat. In fact, the speaker, here's what's really crazy. The speaker for the retreat was Scott Uhlinger, our friend, who you introduced to me probably, 8...
7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah. And his his odyssey through youth ministry is something we could talk about someday.
Interview him someday.
Yeah, but to see that connection, our friendship connected me to Scott, this girl at our church connected these two girls to our youth ministry. It all converges at this retreat. These girls are on fire for Christ. I baptized them Sunday night. Their families came to see them baptized.
Wow.
Both families, one family completely unchurched, the other nominal. And just to see that moment,
that's cool.
That's a beautiful thing,
that's
man.
That's really
that's
cool.
That's why we do this.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
So that was my nascent experience, with those two girls. And yeah, you see it in all different forms. But
yeah,
that's the beautiful thing.
It is. It is. I mean, again, I'd be remiss if I didn't mention we had a student come into our ministry, and this goes way back to my days in Wisconsin. And a young lady came in, again, just invited by a friend, and just came in. It was churched, but not really in a church that was kind of on fire, you know. So just nominal, knew the Lord, knew that she should probably live for the Lord, and came into our ministry, found community, found friends, found acceptance, and just completely invested herself in the community. And my wife and I, we took her.
I know who you're talking
about.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. And she lived with us for a year. She nannied for our second daughter when she was born. And then we encouraged her to go off and do a YWAM DTS and a mission, and it turned into 6 years in missions for her, just doing what God had kind of called her and designed her to do. And then when God was moving in her heart to get out of that position and into another ministry position, I had the opportunity to hire her to be our middle school director at the church, and worked with her for like 7 years before she met a fella and got married and is now raising a beautiful family. And
so awesome.
Man, just incredible to just be a part. And again, only a part. There's so many people that have been a part of that journey for her. But to be a part of that and to watch it unfold.
See it come to life.
Watch God just do something incredible with someone's life.
Yeah.
I just don't know if there's anything better in this life than to physically be able to be a part of a nascent experience, watching God just do something in someone's life. It's so cool.
Oh, what's that sound?
I'm fired up. Oh, I know what that sound is. That sound is a llama.
It's a llama sound, which means it's time for the secret word. Remember what the secret word is. Write it down. Put it in the secret phrase of 26 words. Submit the secret phrase to us, and you will be entered into a chance to win a free stay at the Sherpa House in Tampa during the National Youth Workers Convention.
And trust me, you want to win this. Though today's word is the... It's very unoriginal when you
That's
do it one word at a time. The phrase is epic. Just trust us. The phrase is epic. But the single words that make them up, some days better than others. Today, it's the.
The. So this phrase is in its nascent state.
It is. It has not quite yet become a thing. But when it becomes a thing, we will all watch in awe as it develops into a full phrase.
This is such a good word, nascent. So
nascent.
Whatever you're doing today in youth ministry, remember that the students that you're working with today, they are a work in progress.
Yes.
That ridiculously annoying sixth grader who doesn't want to do anything but eat Skittles and throw them across the room and talk while you're trying to teach,
yes,
and farts in your small group, that young man is a nascent future potential student leader, strong Christian missionary, pastor, who knows what.
Never, never know.
That's it for today. We'll be back tomorrow with the next Sherpa Short. Until then,
Sherpas out.